Are you making the biggest Roth IRA mistake that could cost you hundreds of thousands in growth? In this episode, I'm going to show you exactly how to structure your Roth IRA for maximum tax-free growth. And here's my promise. I'm going to give you the exact allocation I use with clients, and here's why this is urgent right now. You know, some investors, they stuff their Roth IRA with target date funds, dividend stocks, or balance funds. That's backwards. Your Roth should hold your highest growth assets. Tax-free compounding is your superpower with your Roth IRA. But before we get into it, this is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years. I'm also an author and certified health and life coach. And my goal is to help you save smarter, invest better, and keep more. In this episode, you're going to learn three wealth decision principles to remember to become smarter with money, plus an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. Here's the problem with traditional Roth allocations. Let me ask you something. When you opened your Roth IRA, what did you invest in? If you're like most people, you probably chose a target date fund or a balance fund or some story or meme stocks, perhaps some bonds for safety. I see this every single day in my practice. People treat their Roth IRA the same as their 401k or IRA account. They're leaving massive tax-free growth on the table by doing this. Think about it this way. You have three buckets. One bucket gets taxed forever. That's your taxable brokerage account. The pre-tax 401k or IRA gets tax deferral, but all the gains and contributions are going to be taxed one day. The other bucket never gets taxed again. That's your Roth IRA. Which bucket should hold your fastest growing investments? The answer seems obvious when you put it that way. But here's the reality. Over 70% of Roth IRA owners have the wrong allocation strategy. They're protecting assets that should be aggressive. They're playing it safe in the one account designed for maximum growth. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. Tax location matters more than asset allocation. Where you hold your investments is just as important as what you invest in. Your highest growth assets belong in your Roth, period. This isn't about being risky. It's about being strategic with the IRS code and maximizing your tax-free growth for your future. So let's talk about a six-fund Roth allocation. First is large cap growth, 35%. That's your foundation. This is going to be in large cap growth stocks. This is your core holding. Think technology, innovation, companies reinvesting their profits for expansion, not dividend payers. Why large cap growth? These companies have proven business models, they're scaling rapidly, and in a Roth IRA, you never pay taxes on those capital gains. I'm talking about index funds or ETFs tracking large cap growth, not individual stock picks. We want diversification with aggressive upside. Number two, your second allocation is mid-cap growth. Mid-caps are the sweet spot most investors ignore. They're past the startup phase, but they still have explosive growth potential. These companies often get acquired by large cap companies, or they become the next large caps themselves. Either way, your Roth captures that growth tax-free. Your third allocation is small cap blend, 10%. Notice I said blend, not growth. Small cap growth can be volatile. The blend gives us both value and growth characteristics. Small caps historically outperform over long periods of time, but they're bumpy. Your Roth has decades to smooth out that volatility. So quick question for you. Have you ever felt paralyzed choosing between growth and value or large cap versus small cap? Let me know in the comments. I read every single one. The fourth allocation is international developed markets, 25%. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why international when U.S. stocks have been crushing it the last 3 years? Listen carefully, though. The U.S. won't lead forever. International stocks are cheaper right now. And when they rebound like they did in 2025, that tax-free growth compounds fast. International investments were up 25% in 2025, and I don't think that was a one-year fluke. With the U.S. dollar being weak, and international valuations still look attractive going forward. We're talking about companies in Europe, Japan, Australia, developed economies with mature markets. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Diversification across borders multiplies your tax-free opportunities. U.S. recency bias makes investors forget history. International stocks have had multiple decades of outperformance. Your Roth should be positioned for whoever wins the next 20 years. This is about geographic opportunity, not U.S. patriotism. Over 60% of the opportunities in the world are outside of the U.S. So make sure you have some international exposure in your Roth IRA for maximum tax-free growth the next 3, 5, 10 years and beyond. And by the way, if you're finding this helpful so far, hit the subscribe button. By the end of this video, you'll have a step-by-step action plan that eliminates the guesswork for your Roth IRA investment allocation. The fifth allocation is emerging markets, 10% in emerging markets. This is your highest risk, highest potential reward slice. Countries like India, Brazil, Taiwan, South Korea. These economies are growing faster than developed nations. Young populations, rising middle classes, infrastructure buildup. Yes, they're volatile, but that's exactly why they belong in your Roth IRA. You're not selling when they dip, you're holding for decades. Emerging markets were up anywhere from 25 to 30% in 2025, but nobody is talking about it. The only thing people want to talk about on the news is AI. AI is an important revolutionary change in technology and is going to be around for years to come, but emerging markets is going to benefit from that as well. Emerging market economies are growing at 6 to 8%, while our economy is growing at 2 to 3%. Now for your final allocation, 5% in a Bitcoin ETF. Before you skip ahead, hear me out. I'm not a crypto fanatic. I'm a financial advisor who looks at data. Bitcoin has the highest historical returns of any asset class. It's also the most volatile, perfect for your Roth IRA. Why only 5%? Because even I don't know Bitcoin's future, but I know this. If Bitcoin goes to zero, you lose 5%. If Bitcoin goes to 500,000, you capture massive tax-free gains. That asymmetric risk reward belongs in your Roth IRA, not your taxable account. Bitcoin has a lot going for it today versus 5 years ago. Bitcoin is a widely accepted asset class. It has a limited supply, and it acts like digital gold for your portfolio. Bitcoin's not going away. It's an asset class that can provide a lot of tax-free growth in your Roth IRA. Just keep in mind, Bitcoin can drop 30, 40, even 60%. Stay the course, invest for the long term. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number 3. Asymmetric bets maximize tax-free upside while limiting real risk. A 5% position can't destroy your portfolio, but it can transform it. This isn't gambling when it's a small, calculated allocation in your highest growth bucket. Think like a venture capitalist with your Roth IRA. Small bets, massive potential upside, zero tax consequences. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the 3 mistakes that will sabotage this entire strategy and an action plan to help you make this Roth IRA investment allocation. So mistake number 1 is rebalancing too often. Your Roth IRA isn't a trading account. When Bitcoin surges 30%, don't panic and rebalance back to 5% right away. Let your winners run. That's the entire point of tax-free growth. I rebalance once per year maximum, usually only when I'm adding new contributions. Mistake number 2, picking actively managed funds with high expense ratios. You don't need a fund manager taking 1% annually. That compounds against you over decades. Stick with low-cost index ETFs, expense ratios under 0.15%. Mistake number 3 is ignoring your time horizon. If you're 59 and you need this money next year, this allocation is wrong for you. This is for people with at least 10 years until retirement or your first withdrawal. If you're younger than 50, this is perfect. If you're older, adjust down the aggressive portions of the portfolio. Your time horizon determines your risk capacity, not your feelings about market volatility. If you're younger, in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, this allocation is perfect for your Roth IRA. If you're 3 to 5 years away from retirement, you may want to have a slightly more conservative allocation. But when you look at Roth IRAs, I consider this a long-term investment, whether you're 3 to 5 years away from retirement or just retired. This money is going to grow tax-free for potentially another 20, 25, or 30 years. Before you go out and just start investing in this allocation strategy, maybe consult with a financial advisor or do a little research on your own. This is the exact mix that I use for my own Roth IRA, as well as some individual stock holdings that I believe in long term that can maximize tax-free growth for decades to come. I'm going to put a pinned comment in this episode. I'd love to know which part of this allocation makes you most nervous. I want to address some of your specific concerns. So here's your 5-minute challenge. Right after this video ends, log into your Roth IRA account. Write down your current allocation percentages. Compare them to what I just shared. That's it. Don't make changes yet. Just observe the gap. Awareness creates action. Most people never even look at their Roth IRA allocation. They set it once and forget it. So here's your step-by-step action plan. Step one, calculate how much you can contribute this year. For 2026, it's $7,500. Step two, decide if you're doing a full reallocation or just directing new contributions with a new allocation. If your current allocation is terrible, consider a full reset. If it's close, adjust with new money. Step three, choose your ETFs from categories I mentioned. Do the research. There's plenty of good ETFs in all these categories. Step four, if you don't have the money to do a lump sum contribution, set up automatic monthly contributions. Divide the $7,500 for a Roth contribution in 2026 by 12 and invest that monthly. Set it up as an auto pay from your checking account. Step five, mark your calendar for 1 year from today. That's when you review and potentially rebalance. And step six, ignore the daily market noise. Your Roth is a decades-long strategy. This allocation works because it matches the account type to the investment strategy. Your Roth never gets taxed, so it should hold your maximum growth investments. Over 20 or 30 years, this difference is hundreds of thousands of dollars of tax-free money for your future. Now look, building wealth isn't about getting rich quick. It's about making smarter decisions consistently. This Roth allocation won't double your money overnight, but it will position you for maximum tax-free growth over your investing lifetime. And that's the difference between financial freedom and financial regret. Most people optimize for comfort. Successful investors optimize for tax efficiency and long-term growth. You now have both. If this episode added value, do three things for me. One, subscribe to the Wealth Decisions by Brian podcast. I publish episodes weekly with strategies like this. Two, go to the pinned comment and answer this question. What's the one allocation change you're making this week? And three, share this with someone you know that opened up a Roth IRA. They'll thank you in 20 years. And once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.